Here is the English translation of the provided text. Note, the text is already in English, so no translation changes are necessary. U.S. threatens visa restrictions, sanctions against UN members that back IMO emissions plan. Factbox: deadly industrial accidents in the United States this century. U.S. eases some penalties tied to foreign-built ships, toughens others. Brazil to begin construction on TikTok data center in 6 months. Minister says Trump tariff threat pushes oil to 5-month low. Pemex overhauling multiple units at Deer Park, Texas refinery. Sources say Keystone XL pipeline could play part in tighter U.S.-Canada ties. Carney says Brazil's trading firm Timbro enters coffee export market as it sees room to grow. Canada Piarney says Keystone XL pipeline could boost U.S.-Canada ties. Gold price likely to peak in H1226, says HSBC. Trump threatens China with export controls on Boeing. Parts Venture Global sinks as BP's arbitration win renews worries over pending disputes. FAA staffing issues delay U.S. air traffic for fifth straight day. Major U.S. online retailers remove listings for millions of prohibited Chinese electronics. Spirit Airlines cancels Airbus. Order and settlement with AirCap travel tech firm Navanize $6.45 billion valuation in U.S. Samsung hit with $440.5 million U.S. jury verdict over wireless communications patents. U.S. FAA resuming flights at Atlanta Airport after air traffic control evacuated. U.S. FDA adds boxed with J&J, Legend Biotech's cancer therapy. Central bank company discloses higher revenue in U.S. IPO filing. U.S. consumer sentiment steady in October, but labor market worries persist. U.S. consumer sentiment little changed in October. University of Michigan survey. Michigan consumer sentiment index slightly dips, remains close to forecast. Instant view, Canada's economy adds 60,400 jobs in September. Brazil's producer price index falls 0.2% in August. Italy industry output plunges in August as economy struggles. France's political uncertainty hitting confidence and growth. Villeroy says Italian industrial output slumps 2.4% in August, far worse than expected. Malaysia says removing chip tariff exemption could harm competitiveness. U.S. supply chains. White House lays off thousands of U.S. government workers, blaming shutdown. Trump ratchets up U.S.-China trade war, promising new tariffs. U.S. Education Department to lay off employees. Agency says back to the future as France's Macron reappoints Lecornu as PM. Wall Street sells off as Trump hits China with more tariffs. China hits back on U.S. port fees with retaliatory levies. S&P upgrades Egypt's rating to B as reforms boost economic growth. Fitch affirms stocks, dollar tumble. Trump says he will raise China tariffs to 100%. Tsunami warnings canceled after quake hits off tip of South America. Investors react to Trump's massive increase in China tariffs. Bitcoin falls 13% in sell-off. Litecoin falls 13% in rout. XRP falls 10% in bearish trade. Cardano falls 12% in rout. Ethereum falls 10% in bearish trade. EOS falls 12% in rout. Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank lead consortium exploring digital money. Morgan Stanley drops restrictions on which wealth clients can hold crypto funds, CNBC. Bitcoin price today retreats from record highs as U.S.-China trade war reignites. Whale.io launches Battle Pass Season 3, featuring $77,000 in crypto casino rewards. Kathy Wood's ARK ETF focuses on LY Corp and Klarna stock buys. Southstar Battery Metals closes first tranche of private placement, Bocana Resources to invest up to $20 million in venture gold. NI Holdings names Cindy Launer as new CEO, as Seth Daggett departs. Central Bank Company files for IPO, plans 50-for-1 stock split. Blue Jay Diagnostics closes $4.5 million private placement. AES announces quarterly dividend of 0.17595 per share. Lanvin Group CFO David Chan to step down on October 27th. Pembina closes $225 million subordinated notes offering.